Good afternoon, Unalaska. This is another edition of Unalaska's Fisheries Report, and this is Friday, July 7th. And Frank Kelty is calling here from high atop City Hall. Well, it's kind of been a slow week fishery-wise. We're still in the early stages of the pollock bee season. Looking at last week's catch through July 1st, which is the reports are a week behind, so it's a week from last Saturday. We're right at about last week's catches were right around 40,000 metric tons, which is pretty slow for the bee season. Shoreside plants led the way with 18,000 metric tons delivered, followed by the Yahtzee processors, which is the factory trawl fleet. They had 12,000 metric tons, and both the mothership and CDQ sector had a little over 5,000 tons each. So we had about a 40,000 metric ton week. For the bee season catch so far, Shoreside's at 16%, and they've landed 62,000 metric tons so far in the bee season and have 325,000 left to harvest. The Yahtzee processors are at 11% of their bee season allocation. They've harvested 33,000 metric tons and have 276,000 metric tons still to harvest. The mothership sector has only harvested 7,000 tons so far, and that's 9% of their bee season allocation. They still have 70,000 metric tons to harvest. And the pollock CDQ sector has taken 9% of their bee season allocation, 8,000 metric tons, and they still have 81,000 metric tons to go. Moving on to the Pacific cod fisheries, not a lot of activity again, and looks like on the catcher vessel trawl sector, they had about 50 metric tons of cod, and the CP sector about 50 metric tons of cod. And I am presuming that all of that is bycatch with the pollock fishery. Both those sectors are over 30,000 metric tons for the year. Our local jig fleet only had 1 metric ton of landings last week. They're up to 70 metric tons since January 1st and still have 1,700 metric tons to harvest. That is about it in the peacod sector. We'll see more activity in that sector on August 15th when the freezer long line fleet gets going, and on September 1st when the crab pot boats also start fishing peacod. A little bit of activity in Yellowfin Sole in the CDQ sector. They had around 70 metric tons last week. They're a little over 4,000 metric tons for the year. And the Yellowfin Sole directed fishery, which is closed right now, is up to 80,000 metric tons. Moving on to halibut and sablefish for the week. And these numbers are through today. Dutch Harbor or Unalaska has had 78 landings of halibut now, and we just went over the 1 million pound mark. 1,075,000 metric tons, excuse me, of pounds have been landed. That's 3.7% of the statewide total. And on sablefish, we're number three in the state. We've had 66 landings of sablefish for 2,023,000 pounds. That's 10% of the statewide landings. Statewide landings, the totals for the state are, for halibut, 3,300 landings for 28 million pounds so far. They have 24 million pounds still to harvest, and the halibut fishery statewide is at 54%. On sablefish, there's been 1,100 landings for 20.3 million pounds, and they still have 14.2 million pounds to harvest, and that fishery is at 60%. Probably of some interest, we're still seeing some landings starting to increase on the CDQ halibut fishery. Most of the landings have been in 4E, which is in the Bristol Bay area. They've had 187,000 pounds of small landings from 649 landings. So you put that in, that's not very much of an average. 4B, which is the ATCA areas, had 13 landings, ATCA and ADAC, 13 landings for 170,000 pounds, and the total CDQ landings are just about a half a million pounds, and they still have 1.5 million pounds still to harvest. Of local interest, the gillnet herring, local herring food and bait fishery is open. They've had two openings so far, and no catches have been reported as of yet. On July 15th, the same fishery opens for, I believe, 1,200 short tons, and we don't know what the market situation for the local vessels is at this time. I'll probably have more information on next week's report. So this will be it for this week's report, and I'll turn it back to Charlie at KIAL Studios in downtown Unalaska. Have a good weekend.